this opportunity to personally welcome our honored, newly ordained Deacon Corey, Christ the King. Seeing as this is his first weekend with us, I now personally invite him to preach on today's gospel. I'm sure the congregation is most eager to hear what you have to say. Another time, I guarantee it. I can also show you that his sermon will be excellent, because as a good deacon can attest, I taught him everything he knows. I was his professor of homiletics in deacon school. And the first rule of giving a good homily is to stay focused on just one point. Something Peter would have been well to remember in today's gospel. Traditionally, this passage has been used to demonstrate the dangers of a lack of faith. To be sure, that is a valid interpretation. But I always saw a more light-hearted element to the story, almost humorous. It comes to the end when Peter is walking toward Jesus. The wind begins to worry him, and he sinks. Now remember, Jesus is standing in front of him on the water. He himself is walking on the water, and he's worried about the wind. What does Messiah have to do to get some attention? What does it take to keep their focus? I suppose most of us would be frustrated if we were Jesus. But that's not how I read Jesus' reaction. I think God has a sense of humor, and we must never forget God's loving concern for us. When I hear the words, "O you of little faith," I think Jesus was slightly amused. The not unkind amusement we ourselves might experience when watching a baby struggling to take their first step. After all, are we not children compared to God? What we have here is not an occasion of scolding or reprimand, but rather a teaching moment. Jesus is saying, keep your eyes on the prize. Ask yourself, why would Jesus be walking on water towards his disciples in the first place? He obviously was not a show-off. It seems, rather, he wanted to show them something. Indeed, he wanted them to come to him. It says so in the gospel. After seeing Peter walk toward the master, do you seriously think Jesus didn't at least hope the other disciples would do the same? Of course, we never get there. So what went wrong? St. Thomas Aquinas, the divine doctor, argued that we as human beings have a special place in creation. We are partly material beings, like animals, and partly divine, like angels. His proof was that we possess a divine quality, infinite desire. We always want more. Only the divine realm has the quality of the infinite. Therefore, we are at least in part of the divine realm ourselves. We often think of our infinite desire in a negative way. That's because we don't focus on the only thing that can satisfy it, the infinite God. Now back to our story. Are the winds a concern? Sure. But when you are walking on water toward Jesus, there are other more important priorities. If Peter had just stayed focused on Jesus, it would have worked out far differently. True, it did work out okay. But imagine how much more might have happened Peter had not halted This passage is not simply about a lack of faith. Jesus rightly says, Peter has little faith. But again, remember, Peter has just walked on water. There's something more going on here. What was it that Jesus wanted? Jesus wanted to draw his disciples to himself. If they had done that, if they had focused on Jesus, they would have literally been walking in miracles. Only a little amount of faith required. It's not about how much faith we have. It's not about moving mountains or walking on water. Jesus will meet us wherever we are. He will extend his hand to us. The winds, they will come. Stay focused on Jesus. What he has to offer us is miraculously infinite.